Hey guys, welcome back to Pure Skin Talk. My name is Devin. I just want to do a little short episode today, and this is mainly for the estheticians out there, the professionals out there. Of course, anybody can listen, but I wanted to talk about selling and just, I mean, I have a whole course on it, but I wanted to talk about it in regards to the approach. I was listening to a podcast or so, I don't know. I never remember where I listen to things, but I was listening to these two girls talk about selling, and I was a little surprised at how they approached it and what they suggested that people do as far as retail and stuff like that. So I don't know. I just wanted to address it and give my opinion today. Okay, so for me, I don't look at it as I'm selling my client product. I look at it as I'm educating my client and they are going to get better skin. And with that, it starts with the education, because I don't have clients buy anything until they sample products. So for me, it's like, here's the information. Now you can do what you want with it. I know that I have definitely built more clients doing this podcast, but I also know that I've helped a lot of people that are not buying from me. So they're figuring it out in some other way. I don't know. But so it's not, for me, it's not about this. It's not selling. Yes, I am a business. Yes, I have to make money. Yes, I have bills to pay. Yes, I understand all of that. But so I have to sell product. I have to do the retail. But so much of it is because I want people to have better skin. So what I heard these two ladies say was, when they were trying to help somebody else on how to increase your retail, and they had suggested that you put a goal in mind as far as with this client, I am, or all clients, whatever, if you have a number amount, say it's $100, that client comes in for a $100 facial, then you perhaps get them to buy $50 worth of retail. You can just put a goal and say, I want to sell $300 this day, whatever your goal is, however you want to work the number. They want you to come up with a goal. Now, I understand the approach of doing goals, obviously. I mean, you got to have goals in life. That's just how it works. But I don't like the idea of putting a number on a client. When my clients come in and I'm giving them a service, a facial, whatever it is, I don't want to have in my mind of, I got to make sure I sell them product today. I don't want them to leave without product today because I've got to reach this goal. I don't want to do that. That would drive me crazy. And then I feel, this is me personally, you know, the way they approach it, they have a very successful businesses. So it works for them. But for me, I don't like that approach. So I'm giving you my opinion in that form. I think when my client comes in and gets a service from me, that's what I want to focus on. Does skincare come with it? Of course it does. But I don't want to be thinking about that and think, oh my gosh, I got to sell $50 to this client today so I can make this goal. Or, oh shoot, that one client didn't buy anything, so I got to make it up with the next client. I don't want to think like that, because then I think it becomes salesy. And I think that you start to lose a personal touch. And I can say this from experience. When I had opened up my own spa, like my own, you know, storefront, the whole thing, whatever, a few years ago, and I ended up closing after a year for many different reasons, which if anybody's ever interested, I could totally go into the story of it. But it was so stressful that I started to look at clients as money. And maybe this is why, when I heard these two ladies say this, it triggered something in me, because every client came in, I was like, okay, I'm $100 closer to rent. I'm X amount of dollars closer to rent. I can now pay the electricity this month. Like, every single thing started to be coming of, okay, now I can pay that bill, or I'm that much closer to paying that bill. And it changed my business. It changed me. And I'm sure it changed how my clients felt like what they were getting from me, subconsciously or consciously, I don't know. But I didn't like that feeling. So now I'm in a smaller space where it's my own business in this space that I have. Absolutely love it, prefer it, would never, ever have employees ever again. But I still have to pay rent. I still have to pay my home rent. I still have to pay all the bills. Nobody's taking care of me. You know, I have health insurance, car insurance, you know, all those things that I have to pay for. So I don't take my business lightly and think I'll just sell what I sell and hope it all works out. No, I still have to sell, but I like the approach of doing it, more behind the scenes, more of like, let me educate you and then you make the decision. I don't want to worry about Susie who comes in later today and I have to make sure that I sell her X amount of products so I can make my goal. I don't want to work that way. That would stress me out. It did stress me out in the past. I stopped enjoying my job as much. And I got to tell you, when I changed my way of thinking, I got out of that place, obviously, that had, you know, huge overhead. My business has totally changed. My retail has totally changed. I mean, I've tripled. And it's because of how I approach sales. I am educating my clients. I don't have a number on their head when they walk in. It's about what they need. Most of my clients buy product from me. Some don't, and that's okay. I mean, do I wish that they could? Because then we'd see more results or whatever, but they're happy, and that's what matters. Those sunspots or those wrinkles or whatever other imperfections that we may think are imperfections or faults, maybe they don't care, and that's okay too. So what they do is they come in for their facials and they're happy with everything else. They see results from that, and that's what makes them happy. And they're not ever going to buy skincare, or maybe they will one day, but now they're not, and that's okay. I don't look at them as a number. I don't look at them as, let me see if I can get Susie to buy product today. I just look at them as, this is the service they come in for. This is how I'm going to help them. And I'm going to see them next month. And we're going to do the same thing over again. I take care of their skin when I'm with them. And, you know, I've done all the same educating, whatever. Some people just don't see the worst. Some people don't care. Some people don't want to spend the money. Whatever the issue is, I don't care. I just want them to be happy. And if they leave happy with or without product, I'm happy. So this has gone on a little bit longer. And hopefully this all makes sense to you guys. Because I really think for me personally, and I'm sure some of you will relate to this, which is why I'm doing a special episode on this topic, because I think it's important to make it about the client. And maybe these ladies do, maybe that just works for them. And that's fine too. I just don't like the pressure. I don't want to put a number on my client. You know, sometimes my retail sales are smaller, sometimes they're larger. It all balances out. The goals that I have for myself each month, because yes, I still make monthly goals. That's all working. And each month I've actually been exceeding those goals. And again, you know, I don't have anybody taking care of me. So it's not like some people are like, well, you don't have the pressure of, you know, bills or whatever. Like, I've got it all, guys. I've got to take care of it. And nobody's going to take care of me if I fall short. I just want to do what's best for the client. And I think in turn, that becomes best for you. And I think that, in my opinion, I think that's how you become a successful esthetician. You put the best energy out there. And I just don't want to look at a client as money. I don't count, you know, how they say, don't count your eggs before, what is it? Your chickens before they hatch. I don't do that. So I don't look at my week and think, okay, I have 20 clients coming in. And so I'm going to make this much money. Like, I don't do that, because until it's in my bank account, it's not money I have. And so it's the same thing. I don't put that pressure on myself. I just work hard 6 days a week, and I push myself and I do everything I can to make all of my clients happy. And I hope I've done that. I mean, people usually will tell you if they're not happy with something, so, or you don't see them again, or they don't buy from you again, or whatever the story is.
But anyways, that's my two cents on that. I hope you guys can relate to it. I mean, I'd love to hear, you know, tips from you guys and what works for you. That's always really interesting too. And listen, I learn. It's why I listen to other podcasts and watch videos and all that. I'm always learning, but sometimes something will trigger in me and I think I don't want to do that. I want to make sure I consciously never do that. And this was one of those things of, I don't ever want to have an expectation that each client needs to spend this amount of money with me. That's not how I want to run my business. All right, guys. Like I said, I hope it all makes sense. Have a good week. And don't forget to follow me on social media, PureSkinOC. And also share with your friends. Share this podcast, guys. I'd really appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.